Almost always the woman alone, naked or thinking about getting naked. Sometimes she is on a train or waits in the hotel lobby or presses her back into the velvet curtain of the movie theater and she can give her loneliness no shape at all. Sometimes there is no woman at all, though it must have been she who left the window open like that so the light could come in. And what now? When she has slipped off the pink dress without come on or ceremony and stands or crouches in her flimsy chemise or not. Maybe her calves are aching from the pumps that she wears to the high-rise office where the light follows her. It rests on her forehead and breasts as she files the man's files or leans over his shoulder to answer the phone. She wonders at her own solid arms, sore from the luggage ungirdling itself in the corner, or asks where it is she is being sent to. She thinks of how soon she must rise and wash her underarms and dress for the man who will take her to dinner and the symphony and then for drinks in the hotel bar without ever looking her in the face. It will be impossible to know what she looks like in the mirror of him. She will fret that all her dresses are the same color. She, standing there now with all the immodest strength of a clapboard house, who has not even asked for this light.